And as we continue on our fall sports preview, we are here with the North Central Knights cross country coach, Jane Clements-Rude. And Jane, another year comes upon us. Let's start talking numbers for the North Central Knights on the cross country side of things.
Well, we have a full boys team this year, and which would be five slots. And we've got another runner who's making a lot of progress. So we definitely have good depth on the boys' side.
Let's go ahead and take a look at some of those boys that may be returning, and then you can tell us if there's any new ones out there also.
Sure thing. I've got two seniors that are returning, Leighton Deibler and Andrew Rowan. Both of these young men have, this is their fourth season running cross country, so they're very experienced. Both had really good seasons last year. PRs were constantly being set, so and both of those young men are the captains for the boys team, and they both add a lot. They take practices seriously. They also do a good job of lightening the mood. So I'm really expecting to see again more PRs from those boys. And then we have four sophomores this year, and our top sophomore runner is Nate Frick, who is a very talented runner, but also works really hard. He actually was an individual state qualifier for last year's state meet as a freshman, and that doesn't happen very often where you see a freshman boy qualify for state. So, of course, I'm looking for great things to come from Nate's leadership, even as a sophomore. And then we have two other sophomores rounding out the varsity team, which are Trevor Keller and Eric Berenson. Both of these young men are just making so much progress, as I've seen since the beginning of our summer conditioning program. So if all things go well, I expect, you know, a lot of progress from Trevor and Eric. And we also have Solomon Pyle, who is a sophomore as well, who joined the team as a first-year cross-country runner last year and just really made a lot of progress. And also, I'm expecting to see him progress a lot this year, and that will round out the boys' team.
Well, it looks like a chance for some guys to, as you mentioned, just continue to get better each meet and then, you know, possibly see themselves do well in the districts and just give themselves a chance to try to maybe, along with Nate, get back to state cross country.
Yes. You know, it's always a chance. You never know what district you're going to be placed in, and but it doesn't matter. You got to, you know, run your best at districts, no matter where it's at.
Well, let's switch gears. Let's head over to the girls' side. Tell us what you have on the girls' side.
Well, I've got a small but very mighty team. My girls are all returning, starting out with our senior, who's captain, and a three-time state medalist, and that's Angela Frick. Angela, again, just been a great kid to work with, and she's set a lot of records, not only on the cross-country side, but also on the track and field side. And so, you know, she has worked really hard this summer, and she always works hard in practice, and so I would expect that she's going to have, you know, a good season. She's very competitive, and so I think that's going to be a great place to start there with our top girl. And then we have Zoe Snyder, who's a junior. She's also a two-time state qualifier. And then another junior, Fallon Witzke, who is a one-time state qualifier. So I've got these girls that are very experienced runners. They've run at that higher level, and they handle the pressure well. And they're another year older, so I'm really anticipating and looking forward to them being the team to beat. And we have the goal to keep everybody healthy because there are only three of those girls. So we're just going to have to focus on good training and good conditioning and good strength training to get us through this season.
And the good thing about only having three in Class D, you do only have to score three, but as you mentioned, have to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that is the key. And so that's my goal as a coach this year is to keep these young ladies really healthy and just able to compete.
When does the season start for the North Central Knights, and where at?
Okay, our first our varsity meet will be at Valentine on Thursday the 28th. So that's a newer, I guess, relatively newer meet. This will be our third year heading out to Valentine, and it's a great way to get the season started. Not too far away, you know. Valentine kids get a little intimidated by the thoughts of the hills at Frederick Peak Golf Course, but they get through it, and then they feel like, hey, I can, you know, get through a lot of things. So I'm excited for Valentine, and then the rest of the season is, you know, the usual, you know, teams that we've and meets that we've always competed against. We do have a new competitor in our NBC conference, which is Ainsworth, and so great because they have full boys and full girls teams. They are excellent competitors, and it seems like my kids run faster when they are running against fast runners. So it's going to be an exciting season. Just a lot more experience for these North Central Knights and Lady Knights, and just hoping for a really good fast season.